Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
We take a walk.
7.5. Well, not quite, but 7.5 the hour. A little insight into the day, today being first day of the rest of your life. That sounds corny to say that, doesn't it?
You know, but it's really true, actually.
All right, so Jennifer's here, and Kenny is here, and Richie is lurking around in some place. The lottery winners, there are three of them, come from different states, North Carolina and Texas. Where's the third one from, Kenny? Oh, it's Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah. These people, these it's a blessing and a curse. There are people at the outside in a little sort of village near Fort Worth is where one of the tickets were sold. And so the news guys are all around, like, these people are so foolish. And they look so foolish. They sound so foolish. Oh, what does it mean to the store that you sold the winning ticket? Well, the store's going to get $1 million. That's what happens. When you sell the ticket that is worth that much, the owner of the store gets $1 million. So the owner of the store says, well, it's good for business, Fred. And this is the silliest, most inappropriate comment. I mean, so what do you say? Well, that's the whole point. What do you say? There's nothing to be said.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you just say, okay, the winner of the... This is the way the news should go. This is Walter Cronkite with the information on the lottery. There were three winning lottery tickets sold for the $500 million drawing. Three winners, one in Texas, one in Puerto Rico, and one in North Carolina.
And look at me.
Next story.
You can see on my ring finger. Call me, winner. Call me.
All right. There we go. Call me. The Chicago Little League team that won has now lost. Apparently, they were stripped of the national title following an investigation that revealed the team falsified boundaries to field ineligible players. So what does that mean? They had ringers?
Yep.
Kenny, what are they? What ringers from where?
From outside of the district. A lot of these little league teams have certain districts that they play, to be fair, with other teams in their area. And this team apparently sought out some specialty players that didn't live in their area.
What does that mean, specialty players?
Some bigger, kids stronger, who were really good who didn't necessarily live where they were supposed to. But
so how did they think they were going to keep that quiet?
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean,
I know,
in this era, what are you? These guys don't even live in the district.
Yeah, tries to get away with stuff these days. I mean, give me a break. Everybody is watching. Everybody's waiting for you to make a misstep. How do you think you're going to get away with it?
Yeah, this reminds me of the story. My father and mother went to Millikan University in Decatur, Illinois, where this program is heard. And I tell the story once in a while. I told it to some people at an event that I was at a couple of weeks ago because there were stations represented from this company's headquarters in Decatur. So my father was recruited along with three of his buddies from East Boston to play football for Millikan. They had played pro ball in the New Jersey League the year before. They were older. The four of them were players. I think they actually played for 2 years. My father played 2 years down there. I don't remember about the rest of them. So they go to Decatur to supposedly get an education, and they play football. That's all they do is play football and wash the dishes, according to my father. But they went for a good time and to meet the girls and stuff. That's where my mother came from. So this worked well. The first year, Millikan went from last to first. Bingo. And everybody says, wow, look at this team. They're great. Where did these players come from? So the next season, they start off very well. And because the officials in that era, they were transient. Some of the professional officials for the professional teams would also do college in Division I and II. So lo and behold, about halfway through the season, the official who is doing one of the linesmen or whatever they call them, recognizes my father and his three buddies from having played in the New Jersey League 2 years before, tells the college what the story is, and my father gets thrown out along with the other three guys. And so when I saw the story, I'm thinking, I remember when that happened. You got to wonder, back then, it was more common because they didn't have, from New Jersey to Illinois, who would think there would be the same officials? But with all of the access to all of the ways to track people today, these people have to have been nuts to try to pull that off and think they'd get away with it. So they didn't, and good for them. That's the way I read it. Anybody got any other items?
I'm with you.
Yeah, they got what they deserved in the shorts.
Stupid, I know.
Taking the shorts and enjoy it. 11 after the hour. In a moment, we meet Vanna Hari, who is also known as the Food Babe. This ought to be good.
Yummy, I'm hungry.
Food Babe. All right, so we'll get into the Food Babe's way in a moment here on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Get the Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week, get 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229, and all Bellawood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty. Or get laminate from 49 cents, including up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates. Plus more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
14 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and now Vanna Hari. What a great name. Vanna Hari, whose mission in life seems to be to educate people on how to live a clean, organic, healthy lifestyle. The processed, over-contaminated food. Man, this lady's right up my alley. They call you the Food Babe. I guess I should know who they are. Why are you called the Food Babe?
The Food Babe came out of just a cute name for my blog. I had no idea that I would be taking on multi-billion-dollar food companies as my career. At the time when I started the blog, I started out of passion for living healthy. I went through a really terrible health crisis in my early 20s where I was very sick, overweight, and I decided decided to make a change, and I started to investigate what I was eating to make me that way. And what I found out was shocking, so shocking that I couldn't shut up about it. So I told all of my friends and family all the time about different things that I had learned about the food industry. And eventually, 10 years later, I started a blog, and really just started sharing my recipes, sharing what I was doing to take care of myself, showing what it takes to really maintain your weight without being on a diet. And the blog evolved into this activist-focused blog where I was really sharing the situations where I had been duped by the food industry, and other people really resonated with that because so many other people right now are being duped by the food industry because there's a lot of misleading marketing and a lot of misleading products that contain one thing and really say another. And so I started pointing those out on my blog, and slowly but surely, big food companies started responding. People like Chick-fil-A, other huge companies like Kraft, Subway, etc. And as a result, now I've put together my best habits, my 21 best habits on how to live this lifestyle, how to live in this overprocessed world in my new book, The Food Babe Way.
The website's foodbabe.com, all one word, foodbabe.com. You're coming, this is my playbook. I am a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I sort of preachy. I don't want to sound preachy. I want to have people interested because it's exciting to know that you're eating well and not eating the wrong stuff because there's so much danger in all of the food because, you know, there's an argument that GMO, the big food processors will tell you GMO food is great, which is a lot of bunkum. It isn't great at all. It may allow us to feed more of the world where there's a lot of, especially in certain countries in the world, there are a lot of people who are starving, and so this makes it easier to grow more, but it doesn't mean it's better. More is not better.
You know, feeding the world, you know, that's kind of like their propaganda that they use to make you feel bad, that you're going to be, you know, hurting developing countries and things like that by saying that, you know, we should be labeling genetically engineered ingredients in this country. You know, 65 other countries in the world get to know whether they're consuming genetically engineered ingredients. Here in the United States, these companies are spending over $100 million to prevent us from knowing this. I mean, there has got to be some reason for that. But also, going back to your feeding the world argument, I think it's so important for people to realize is that right now, we have enough food to feed the world. It is actually a utilization issue. We need to make sure it's distributed appropriately and also used in the right amount. And one of the ways that a lot of people don't realize is if you eat less meat, because there's so much grain fed to cows and pigs and chickens in this country, if you eat less meat, there will be more food for everybody else. We just have to distribute it appropriately. And right now, because of the way our system works, it just needs a whole rehaul, and we will be able to feed the world.
What's one of the scariest things that you've seen out there?
I'm not sure what this would do in your body, but what's really very unnerving is that when the FDA was given authority to look over our food additives 30 years ago, there's about 800 food additives. Now there's 10,000. Most of them go highly unregulated. They're approved by the food companies themselves. They have not gone through rigorous testing. There's no long-term human studies on a lot of these synthetic chemicals in our food. No one's studying the cumulative effect of these chemicals. And let's just talk about one of these chemicals. This is a chemical that McDonald's uses here in the United States in our French fries, but they don't use in other countries. So you got to wonder, like, why aren't they using it in other countries? Are other countries safeguarding their citizens from this chemical? And the answer is yes. It's called dimethyl polysiloxane. It's the main ingredient in Silly Putty. They use as an anti-foaming agent in the French fry oil.
Wow.
And this ingredient, according to the FDA, is allowed to be preserved with formaldehyde.
There's two winners for you.
Wow.
You can thank Monsanto and their ilk, Cargill, some of the other big operators, ADM, for allowing and encouraging this sort of thing to go on. Foodbabe.com is Vanna Hari's website. Foodbabe.com for more information on how all of these pieces of this pie fit together. Farm, good day. Foodbabe.com. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. The video of the day today at DougStefan.com comes from YouTube performer Anthony Vincent. Have we ever had any of his material on before, Kenny?
Yeah, he does these 10-second songs with lots of different in lots of different styles. I think we had him do a Thriller version around Halloween.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. So this is for Valentine's Day. 20 love songs in 20 different singing styles. Yeah, I remember him now. This is the audio, but you got to see the video. Video of the day box is what you see.
20 love songs performed in 20 different styles. Here we go.
So honey, now.
Something in Bon Jovi style.
He's doing 20 different things.
And then a Bon Jovi song in Elvis style.
So he's taking classic love songs and doing them in a totally different style.
This is Queen, right?
And now he's doing Elvis as Queen would have done it. Now he's doing Queen as Tupac would have done it.
All right, so how much time does it take to do something like this, Kenny? You know about editing these things. Is this a week, 2 weeks, a month? How long does it take to do something like this?
I don't know. He's pretty quick about it. He usually throws a new one up about every week.
Let's back up on this one. Now he's doing Tupac Shakur as Frank Sinatra would have done it. Hold on.
Tell me you don't. I contemplate, but in my heart I know you wouldn't tell me.
All right.
Can you get
it's kind of intriguing. It's creative.
Yeah,
why not?
Cool.
Yeah. Very neat. Okay, video of the day. You got to check it out. See the different faces, even as he's performing these different songs. There is good news for those of you who like the ukulele. I should have had a contest to spell ukulele. You know how to spell ukulele, Jen Jen?
Oh gosh, it's like U E kulele. Okay, wait. U K E L E L E. I don't know. Leave me alone.
I've asked Maestro McFadden to bring his ukulele into the studio so that we can listen to his nylon string.
Well, what's the story? I mean,
the story is the ukulele is coming back. The various people who are playing it, Zoe Deschanel. Is that how you pronounce the name? Deschanel?
Zoe Deschanel. Uh-huh.
Right.
She's, you know, if you go to the Guitar Center.
Yes, Rich.
You're right.
You asked me to tell you why this was going on, but go ahead.
No, it's making a comeback, right?
You're helping me, yes.
At the Guitar Center, they're all over the place now.
Are they?
$50. You can buy a ukulele.
Who? Eddie Vedder. Why do I remember that name?
From Pearl Jam.
Okay, all right. He bought one of these songs. He has a Hawaiian ukulele, a Beatles cover on Central Park. He's got there are ukulele songs. So what are you playing?
The Beatles.
Let It Be?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's so easy. For a month, I've been playing it. So, Jen.
There's a ukulele music festival, even. Reno, Nevada, Milwaukee, Napa. Hey, that's really good, Richie.
I know. I'm proud of you.
Isn't that good?
Nice.
There's four or five chords you need. And there's one song, there's one set of chords that where you can just sit there and you can play the same song over and over again.
How many other songs do you know? I want to hear another song. Come on.
I want to hear...
Richie, I want to hear... I've got 30 seconds. I'm very impressed. Aren't you?
Freebird!
All right, cool. Yeah.
That's next.
All right, story about the ukuleles and the ukulele interested parties is there for the taking. You can check around, do a little research at DougStefan.com. 20 and after the hour now.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
I never was a captain for the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. I got you, it's a good day.
It's 33 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. And this is reality radio.
Oh,
Jennifer
sure.
Horn, Ken Kessler, and myself, Rich McFadden, sitting here. And during the news, while you guys were listening to the news, we heard Doug in his hotel room.
And this is what it sounded like. Ready?
Flush.
And then all of a sudden he was back at the microphone. So I said, Dudley, you get back in there and wash those hands. And he did. He was a good
one. Let's get back to the real issues of the day here. This is a good day program.
Really? The new world order is that I'm trying to be the best. This is going to be the best radio program you've ever heard.
Ever.
And I'm trying to be my best. And sometimes I'm not always sure that I actually have been pretty good at that over my life.
Good.
And I remember urging my children to do that. Why are we talking about this? Dr. Joy Brown, you can talk to her about that if you want to. I want to talk about being your best with her in a matter of moments. First, Brian Williams and the poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com asked you whether Brian Williams' career was over, at least his news career. 44% of you said probably, whether he's guilty or not, his credibility is gone. 32% of you said yes, as well it should be. 22% of you said no, even if he did embellish a story or two, it's no big deal. And 2% of you said, who's Brian Williams? It is a big deal for a news person. It's not a big deal for somebody doing what we do.
Right. Talk radio, comedy, you have to have trust in journalism.
Yeah. All right. So that's that story. The poll today, by the way, a follow-up on the FDA warning about dark chocolate. Huh?
Uh-oh. I thought that was the healthy one.
Valentine's Day? Are you kidding? What in the world's going on here?
My friend Courtney, who works with me during the day, is very creative. She's one of those creative, cutesy types. And so I said, oh, what are you doing for your boyfriend this year? And her boyfriend loves to fish. So she said, I'm going out and I'm getting a box of Sierra Nevada beer, taking the beer out, and then filling the box with all of his favorite things. So she'll put a couple of beers in there, but mostly like his favorite candy, his favorite, like he's got like some popcorn that he likes. And then she's also putting in fishing lures because he's like really into fishing now. And then she's going to get like a metal plate, and she's I'm going to stamp it with those metal stampers. You can buy them at Home Depot for like $30 that say caught on you or caught on you since 19 or 2000, whenever they met. So she puts the date. She's going to stamp the date on there for him and hang that on the outside of the box. I thought that was cute.
I like the beer part.
Isn't that fun? I know. Yeah.
Oh, he better remember her.
I know.
Right. There you go.
That's a novelty man. Gift.
You want to know what I get for Valentine's Day? All right, right.
What's that, Richie?
The bill.
Yeah, that's it.
Wah, wah.
Get the bill. Let me go back to Brian Williams for a minute. The focus has been on his credibility and people comparing him to others. It seems Lester Holt may have the inside track, and there was a story yesterday, I think it was on one of those E channel or Entertainment Tonight or something, and it looked at him and his career and how credible he is, without mentioning the question, which is the assumption here, that his credibility is very strong and Williams is very weak. There are other people that have been included in the list, but it looks to me like Lester Holt is on the top of it at the moment anyway. Anderson Cooper is in it. Savannah Guthrie is in it. Matt Lauer is in it. Katie Couric even is mentioned, but why? They'd be smarter to put Katie Couric back on with the morning show and put Matt Lauer in the news position. That would be a smart move. And they need, because women are the ones watching the show in the morning anyway, and Matt Lauer hasn't done anything to enhance his image with a lot of women because of what he did with Ann Curry, or what he did, what they think he did, whether he did or he didn't do it. So that's probably a good mix, too. The name Jon Stewart has come up because he's leaving his post. And one of the things that has been in that same television show, they looked at his career and said that the best part of his career was that people trust him because he seems always to have the facts. And that's the reason, in part, that he's respected by the millennials. More people my son's age and younger will tell you they get much of their news by watching The Daily Show. And that has been the case since Brendan was...
Now what are they going to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I think it's more critical that who's going to replace Jon Stewart, because they're not getting rid of the show. I think that's the more critical question over who's going to replace Brian Williams, because this is how young people get their news now. This is it.
Yeah. All right, cold, cold, and more cold. I was talking to the boys and girls on the farm yesterday. A high temperature today will be 4 degrees. Mm. Overnight low 14 below. These punishing blasts of Arctic air bringing the coldest temperatures of the winter. Facebook says, Kenny, that you can leave your profile to somebody. Wasn't there a controversy about this, who owns your Facebook account when you're dead?
Yeah.
A couple of 3 months ago. And so what have they done? They have said if you have to tell them, though, that your Facebook page will go to somebody else, right?
In some yeah, there's basically a form page that you have to fill out.
And so then what happens?
So and just, then whoever, and whoever you have bequeathed it to gets your Facebook account.
Usually, I mean, mm-hmm. I know several circumstances where a person has passed away and their family...
can crack into it.
Well, crack into it, or they knew it before. My friend Amy is a good example. When she died of cancer, her sisters took it over. And, you know, and still every now and then somebody posts on her, you know, just thinking of you, Amy, or something like that. So that it's still alive and running.
Mm-hmm.
She's not, but the Facebook page is.
All right, and then the fact that people are talking about Chicago's Little League champs using ringers. Remember all of the attention that was paid to Jackie Robinson West in the World Series last year? I remember that. This is from Chicago South Side. The ending is not a good one for him and for them, because allegations are now circling around that they recruited ringers from the suburbs that didn't live in the community at all. So that'll be the end of that for them. And, it's a good lesson for the kids about honor. Right, isn't it? And being
ethical. What about
ethical
just being smart and getting ahead in business? and recruit some people for your team that are, you know, good players.
Well, except that it was basically illegal. It was against the rules.
Yeah, and you know how the Little League organization found out about this?
No.
The team that they beat turned them in.
Kind of like the Baltimore Ravens.
Kind of like the Baltimore Ravens with the Patriots, right?
But how did the team that they beat know?
I guess they looked into it and started going, wait a minute, where'd this kid come from or where'd that kid come from?
They were following the carpool van. Hey, you live in Nebraska.
You're not from Chicago
right
at all.
There.
All right, Bruce Jenner is getting closer to living life as a woman. He's 65
he's already,
years
he's
old.
He's already driving like one.
He almost got the man knocked out of him the other day on the Pacific Coast Highway.
Flap. So he is going. He's going to be interviewed with Diane Sawyer.
Yeah.
And he's going to reveal to her what his female name will be.
Oh, jeez.
He refers to her in the third person.
He's wacky.
Also
he's
drumming up
wacky
names for his upcoming docuseries set to air on E! The network is going to look at the footage they've recorded so far and see how many episodes they want to air. But
are we still allowed to say this guy's crazy, or is that politically incorrect?
I don't
now?
Care if it is or not.
Are
he's a whack job.
All right.
I think he's an opportunist. He's going to make a fortune off this.
Let me tell you something. He should get every nickel that he wants then, because if you're going to go through this just to make some money.
that's nasty.
Well, let me tell you, you can have it.
Dr. Joy Brown up next on the Good Day program. Being your best is our focus.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Get the Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week, get 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229, and all Velowood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty. Or get laminate from 49 cents, including up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates. Plus more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All right, now it's time for our weekly visit from Dr. Joy Brown to straighten out our heads. Dr. Brown is on the air. She's the only legitimate psychologist. Excuse me, I was going to say psychotic, but that's not true.
No.
On the air.
There are lots of us around. People
tried.
Yeah, many.
Yeah, you probably have a lot of them calling you, I would bet, at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, and that's, I have very few psychotic people. I have kind of the walking wounded calling me.
Right. They all want to fix. So what do you tell them, or have you dealt in this area, how to be your best? And that probably applies to pretty much everything. Huh?
Yeah. What I say to parents is saying to your kids, do your best every day is not fair, because none of us do our best every day. You know, we might have a headache, or we might be distracted by something else. I think the idea of figuring out what your best is that particular moment, and you sort of decide that putting a lot of energy into your life is the best way, the best recipe I know, to get a lot out of your life. And phoning it in is the best way to have kind of a mediocre life. So it's not so much doing your best per se, because your best is going to vary from day to day. Oh my gosh, that was poetry. Do you realize that? But it's, wow, Joy.
Bumper sticker right there.
Thank you. Yeah, T-shirt, hats. But it's sort of doing the best you can with what you got at that particular time and not necessarily looking either forward or back, because, as I said, our level of best is going to change. And so you don't want to sort of say, well, I mean, I'm sure you've done it and I've done it, where I'll say, well, that program was okay. It wasn't my best. But that's okay. I mean, it's done, and you move on and figure out why, you know, was your energy low? Did you not have the calls? Were you distracted? Was, you know, Mercury retrograde, whatever excuse you want to give.
Today. This is the last day of Mercury being retrograde, thank heavens.
Thank goodness. I'm so glad for that.
Yes.
Communications just go to hell in a handbasket. Certainly
awful.
Appropriate before Valentine's Day. We don't need Mercury grade retrograde near Valentine's Day. It's troublesome enough as it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. So in terms of focusing on your best, it doesn't, by the way, make any difference what time in your life. This is something you can do early if you get your mind wrapped around it well. You can do it midlife. You can do it later on in your life. Searching for the best and being the best. And you have to have your own definition of that, I think.
Absolutely.
Else to give you the definition.
It will change. Well, not only what your skill level is.
It will change in what way?
Well, it'll change not only what the definition is, but what the focus is. For example, being the best sneezer in third grade may really be important when you're 8 years old. Presumably by the time you're 18, you have somewhat different goals, and you may still be great at sneezing, but it may not be where your emphasis is.
Sneezing.
Yeah, I'm the best sneezer in third grade. Let's say that you're really good at I'm an example. I was really good at math in elementary school, junior high school, and high school, and then I went to Rice and thought, my best isn't going to be good enough. And switched to something that I was much better at, or that my best was going to actually profit me a lot more, because my best just wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think best is also applies to certainly relationships.
What would best mean in a relationship? You're being your best person in a relationship, you mean?
Yeah, right. And working at being the best. Or having, I was thinking about this, you know, if you have old clothes that are holy and dirty, and you have good clothes that aren't, why wouldn't you wear the good clothes?
Because you might really love the dirty ones, and the reason they're dirty is because you wear them so much, and so what you should do is wash them. Well, beware of metaphors.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back.
Right.
But I think I think it's not only being our best in a relationship, but being our best may not work in a relationship. So let's go to that. It may be that your best is being really articulate and being able to convince people. But in a relationship, that may be counterproductive. It may be that your partner isn't as articulate, isn't as verbal, isn't as powerful a communicator, but still needs to be heard. So your best in that relationship, outside, it may be very counterproductive. So I think what we want in a relationship is finding aspects of ourselves that we may not bring out in a public way, and finding somebody who brings out the best in us, which may be very different than what other people bring out in us.
Finding the best and getting the best out of you. Yeah, there you go. That's
Alrighty.
A very interesting way of looking at it. Thank you. That's good. Dr. Joy Brown, you can reach her anytime, day or night, by dialing 855-99-DR-JOY. Ask her a question. She'll answer it on the air, 12 to 3. You can find out where she is or listen to the show at drjoy.com.
the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
Tom Parsons is here from BestFares.com to talk to us about two things. The deals that are good for you coming up this week. He's got his website, BestFares.com, loaded up with all kinds of things that will apply to Doug Steffen Good Day listeners. Just go to DougSteffen.com, click on Tom's picture in the contributors box. That's how you'll find the deals. He'll go through those in a minute. Plus, I'm going to share the story of my son's experience on Spirit Airlines, the airline that has no reason for being, in just a moment here on Good Day.
Get the Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week at 3/4 inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229, and all Velowood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty. Or get laminate from 49 cents, including up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates. Plus more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Tom Parsons with us here on Good Day. Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and I all have our stories to tell about our travel woes. My son was going to fly to Dallas this week to meet me as I'm driving across country. I didn't stop to see you because I didn't get in there too late, and I left early, so you were not on my stop list. At any rate, Spirit, as a real interesting way of gouging its customers. They have low prices. You go online and you buy a ticket from Best Fares or Expedia or Priceline or any of the budget ticket agencies. And there's apparently a caveat, little in the fine print. If you don't buy this directly from Spirit, you are automatically put on our waiting list. So my son shows up at the airport at LAX to go to Dallas. There are 54 people standing there who have bought a ticket. They can't get on the plane because the plane is full. And apparently Spirit just does this. They don't have any. They sell as many tickets as they can to all of their flights. And if you show up and you're not somebody that's bought it from Spirit directly and you're on the standby list, you get a credit for $200 or whatever the price of the ticket is, and that's it. Can you? And the complaints against them, there are tens of thousands of complaints against. How does the government let these people operate this way, Tom?
Well, Spirit's been around. They've been in a lot of trouble with the government before. They look for every loophole there is in the book, and they stay to the very grayness of the law. The seat assignment's kind of important on Spirit, and they really throw that in your face. Now, you are allowed to go on the line and get a seat 24 hours before departure, but like you were saying, if the seats are completely sold out, you are going to be at the mercy of them. They have no interlining agreement. What that means, like American, Delta, United, and U.S. Airways and others, if they oversold, they do have to pay you money, but they also they can put you on another carrier at no cost to you. And then for every so many hours, if it's 2 hours, they got to give you this. If it's 4 hours, they have to give you up to $1,300 in cash. Well, Spirit rules are usually based on the price of your ticket, and they sell cheap tickets. They also have other airlines that sort of hide their baggage, roller bag fees. They were one of the first to do that. And again, if you don't prepay for it and you try to pay at the gate, find out you got to pay to carry your bag on an airplane, it will be a $100 bill. They will let you go back through security and pay only $50, but that, if you're running tight on time, you're going to be stuck paying $100. They have a seat assignment. They have a $1.99 soda pop fee, and they just work on the misery of fee.
Of being miserable. Well, as I said, I want to have people know how horrible they are and not spend their money.
Seats, you would love their seats, too. All right, all right. They do not pitch back. There is no button to push. And they're, instead of being an average of 31 inches, it was a pitch with a button. Theirs is all 28 inches.
Great.
So you lose 3 inches.
All right, what's the best deal of the week at bestfares.com for good day listeners?
No, I mean, you were saying you were in Dallas. Ever since the Wright Amendment, remember that nasty thing?
Right.
In the love field?
Southwest couldn't use we got 15 seconds.
Has now added since last October up until this April 30 nonstop flights out of Dallas. And cities like Seattle are coming in at $198.
So that's out of Love Field, right?
So, yeah, that's Love Field. Probably one of the...
That's a big deal. Southwest at Love Field. If you're in that area, help yourself. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Chesler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.